This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And now for today on Twitter, it's all about RFID because that's trending.
So this is coming from the fact that it's been in the works for a while, but in 2 days, January 15, there will be at least one RFID lane available at all 83 tolls along the North-South Expressway, and it will be open for vehicles in addition to the existing touch-and-go and smart tag platforms. There are currently apparently more than 1.5 million RFID users, mostly in the Klang Valley, and I think this speaks to the larger changeover away from touch-and-go and smart tag towards RFID that has long been planned, and that has also not been without criticism, mostly to do with whether or not we are, whether users are ready to migrate, but also whether the platform itself is ready to sustain every single person who's going to be on it, because we know that the smart tag, for example, is not always the best lane to use, and that when you're stuck on it, sometimes you don't have a whole lot of options. And that's also what we're hearing on the RFID front.
I have to confess that I am not one of those more than 1.5 million RFID users yet, mostly because I've been very hesitant, I think, to keep migrating from one form of toll passage to another. And I think part of this is coming from, of course, bad experiences in the past. Lots of tweets on, other things don't seem to work very well. Why would we trust this? But also some negative experiences with the RFID itself. So AH on Twitter says, while my RFID baru tampal, bila kena panas terus cair. 40 ringgit burn macam tu je. Essentially saying I stuck my RFID and then it melted in the heat and I wasted 40 ringgit. And there's a picture attached of a melted RFID. Not very inspiring of confidence, I must say.
So I wanted to read this one from, I'm going to go with the handle because it's so funny, Notorious Tapir, who actually says, and this is mostly in all caps, so I'm going to try to capture it. Apa guna RFID? Kalau Leberaya Plus tak terima e-wallet, I was stuck at NKVE twice because of this. I have also been stuck along the Plus.
So have I.
Because of this lack of e-wallet acceptance. And I do think that this is part of the resistance to migration. It was one thing when you say that, for example, you can pay for tolls using your e-wallet. So, okay, fine. If that's how it's going to be, that's what I'm going to believe. I may not, add on to the 5 ringgit or whatever that I have remaining in my touch-and-go card. But then when I get stuck, that feeling of loss of faith in the system is really hard to replicate when you're like hopping over lanes and avoiding trucks in order to try to get over to the Tamba Nilai section.
And you see the increasing line behind you of irate drivers who are just cursing you under their breath. We have Scorpion Exit saying, I've used RFID since initial implementation. Car in front got stuck. Reader detected my RFID. That car got away and I got stuck. Imagine a Plus highway. If the toll charges are 40 ringgit, the best way is to install a car plate reader and remove that barrier. Also, notice that the sleeping symbol worker smiling face with open mouth and tightly closed eyes.
Yeah. I think that speaks probably to the level of service that we get at highways and how friendly and prompt that service is sometimes not. So, yes. Meanwhile, we have Ayam Mohsin who says, I mean, that's a general idea of where we're heading, but before you can do boothless toll collection, you need to have a decent RFID system in place that works 99.96% of the time. Hence, where we are now, you would need to convert every toll user to RFID users as well. And I want to speak to that idea of conversion a little bit, because I think this is basically what we're discussing, right? That in order for this to work, you need critical mass. In order for there to be critical mass, it's either going to be carrot or stick. You're either going to have to say, look, you have to change. There's just no choice. Or you're going to have to make me want to do that because it's more convenient and it makes sense for me. Now, in order for the latter to be true, it needs to work for the people who have already converted. And so I think it's all these different things, all of which just speaks to a need for a better user experience.
we're talking about this because RFID is trending. And that's because starting from the 15th of January, there's going to be at least one RFID lane available at all 83 tolls along the North-South Expressway. So we're asking you, are you already using RFID? What has your experience been? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Business, finance, and music. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, that was Thin Lizzy with Dancing in the Moonlight. It is 5:53. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we've been talking about a number of different things this hour. So earlier on today on Twitter, RFID is going to become a fixture from January 15th on all tolls on the North-South Expressway. So we've been asking you whether you're a user, what your experiences have been. We're getting plenty of thoughts already. Do keep sending them our way. 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. So we've been asking you for your experiences, and boy, we have plenty.
Okay, so we have experiences from across the aisle. So I want to be fair. Let's start with the positive, because earlier we were quite the tweets that we had, I think, weren't so complimentary. So Aiden says, I might be in the minority of people that have had almost no issues with it. I have it on the headlights. I haven't peeled it off in almost a year. To play it safe, I leave a 20-plus meter distance between the car in front when I'm going through the toll. So in case they're stuck, I weave to the side and I use the touch-and-go card. Most people tend to get stuck because they're going so fast. However, some go so slow that the smart tech lane seems to go faster.
I'm glad that it works for you, Aiden. I'm just thinking, though, that that's a lot of maneuvering to figure out how to make it work. What's the right speed? How far should I keep from the car in front of me?
You say that. But then again, this is what we have to do for smart tag as well.
No, so this is true. It's true.
Yeah. We also have, let's alternate. So Sunny Superfly is weighing in to say, RFID technology used in Malaysia is old, which is why it doesn't work that well. Furthermore, the design and placement of the antenna and receiver is all wrong.
Well, I don't know about that, but I think part of it is actually just usability, right? And I think overall for me, part of getting people to adopt technology is actually making it easy and so simple that switching over doesn't require any user education or you know, difficulty at all. And part of the problem with RFID is that there seems to be a lot of a gap between just being able to jump on and use it.
So a couple of experiences that have, I think, what most people would regard as a really big toll problem. So Jimmy says, I adopted it from the early stage where it's still free. It's quite convenient. It's fast compared to smart tag. However, I did have an experience with double charge where I was using the smart tag lane with RFID. And similarly, David says, I experienced twice getting into a lane jam in RFID. So I used touch and go, and then it deducted from both the RFID and touch and go.
This double charging seems to be something that comes up quite often when people talk about RFIDs. And I think that's got to do with the sensitivity of the readers or the sticker that you have in your car. I just wanted to point out that part of this is also the lack of, what's the word? We now have three different ways to go through a toll. And that's part of the problem, because there are multiple systems, multiple devices, multiple ways in which you can use them, and therefore multiple different problems that people encounter. And I do wish that there was a larger amount of coordination in terms of what do we actually want to put in place for our drivers.
So on that front, in terms of centralizing stuff, Prith says, no excuse for the system we have versus the system that Singapore has. Let's bite the bullet. We are not doing what is best for our users. So why are we doing it the way we are? Followed by a laughing, crying emoji and macamlah tak sedar.
Well, you know, on that note of having a more centralized system, Ritza's point says, kalau orang datang dari kampung ke KL 3 tahun sekali, nak kena install RFID sticker ke? Essentially, if I'm only coming down to KL three times a year, do I need an RFID? And I think that speaks to the point of putting in place a system that works for everyone and not just a particular group of people or a particular person who might use a road in a particular way. Do keep your thoughts coming on RFIDs if you use them, what your experiences are. That number to call, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.